This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you're listening to the WWE Podcast.
One that everybody wants, me.
Becky Lynch is going to WrestleMania.
Claymore.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
This is my iron.
You're going to acknowledge me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the unofficial WWE Podcast. It's Monday. You don't usually hear from me on Mondays. Surprise, guys. But yes, it is Monday, September 13th, 2021. And I talked about this on the highs and lows of the week, if you guys did not hear. But I had the privilege and the opportunity to interview Miss Rain Cruz, who was the TikTok SummerSlam ring announcer contest winner. It's a mouthful. But yes, and she got to announce the pre-show. If you guys remember, it was Big E versus Baron Corbin at SummerSlam this year. And she was just a delight to talk to. I wanted to ask her about everything about the contest, how it was like backstage. She had a lot of great things to say about a lot of the wrestlers backstage, Big E and Baron and all that stuff. So it was cool to hear a ring announcer perspective. And she's obviously on a lot of indie scene in Southern California. So if you guys are around there, be sure to go check her out. And yeah, feel free to listen to this conversation. She, like I said, was really just pleasant to talk to. Absolutely so kind, so nice, so welcoming, so understanding, and just really interesting conversation. So with all that being said, though, I will say we had a couple of moments with a little bad service here and there, so bear with us, obviously, but it is definitely worth the listen. So, and if you guys are not already, subscribe to us on Patreon for $1 a month or on here for $2.99 a month, and you get all of this content ad-free. So with all that being said, guys, I will talk to you soon. That's it. I'm just going to talk to you soon. All right, here's the interview. All right, guys, we're here with Rain Cruz, who this SummerSlam 2021, which was in Allegiant Stadium, did the ring announcing, won the TikTok ring announcing competition for the pre-show with Big E and Baron Corbin. So first of all, Rain, how are you?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, this is super exciting. So off the back, I know we had just been talking for a brief moment beforehand, but you said you went back to the Philippines. So where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from the Philippines. I moved to the US in 2007. And in 2011, I felt like, okay, I think I'm gonna go back to the Philippines. And because I went to college here, and I figured, okay, you know, maybe I should just go back and kind of stay there for good. But a few months after, I figured, oh, there's still some unfinished business here in the States. So I moved back. And when I moved back, I moved to California.
Okay. So now this ring announcing thing, I'm curious, was this like a little kid dream you wanted to do?
You know, what's weird is that I never thought I could do it. It just happened by accident that I found out it's something that I could do and I also love to do. I just remember watching WWE, you know, back in 2006 when I first started watching it. I just remember looking at the show and I was like, well, I want to be a part of that. But I know I couldn't wrestle because I was like, I'm not athletic. And then I saw Lillian Garcia and she was ring announcing for Raw at that time. And I was just like, man, like, I don't even know if I could do that. So I never thought I could ring announce until, you know, this past March at my second indie event. I showed up. It was 4 hours away from where we live. And, you know, I was supposed to interview the wrestler and my promoter canceled that spot. So I said, is there anything else I could do? And then he just said, we don't have a ring announcer. And so I just volunteered and I said, if you don't like it, let me know. I will never do it again. And then, you know, I tried it for the first time and I liked it. And I was just thinking in my head, I hope he kind of lets me do it again. And then he let me like finish, you know, throughout the night, you know, as a ring announcer. And I didn't expect him to book me again as a ring announcer. And, you know, to me, it's like, wow, that's awesome. Because I actually found something that I love to do.
That's funny. I love how you fell into that. So you answered one of my other questions for you, which was like, again, it seems funny, but like, did you have any ring announcers who were someone you looked up to? And I, the same thing when I was younger too, thought Lillian Garcia was awesome. Had the same thought. I'm like, I want to be a part of that somehow, but I can't wrestle. I have the cardio of like a 2-year-old, like it's never going to happen kind of thing. But I loved being able to watch someone like a Lillian Garcia or even Justin Roberts, who's obviously now not with the company anymore. But okay, well, that's a really cool story. So the indie show, this might sound silly, but were there any names that anybody might know who was wrestling at that show, or was it a really, really small event?
It's a small event, to be honest with you. So I started with Orange County Championship Wrestling back in February. And then in March, I started with Venue Wrestling Entertainment. So they are both like smaller promotions here in Southern California. There was a point wherein we had a benefit show for one of our friends who happened to got injured. And Scorpio Sky and referee Rick Fox, I think, or Rick Knox from AEW.
Yes, Rick Knox, yeah.
He, both of them actually showed up at that event, and they, because they work with that friend of ours who got injured. So that was really nice. But for the most part, like a big name wrestling for us on a regular basis, not really. It's mostly like very local. I mean, we have like other people who would, you know, swing by and, you know, from other states or some from Mexico, but that's about it.
You never know, though, who's going to be the next person, obviously, though. Yeah. Scorpio Sky, that's a pretty big name. And even Rick Knox, the fact that I can, you know, I know I'm a big AEW watcher. I handle the AEW stuff on this show for the most part. So those two, weird. But I remember thinking, too, I watch Aubrey Edwards, and the same feeling you have with Lillian Garcia, where I'm like, oh, I could do that. I could referee or something like that. So I love that. So the TikTok contest. I'm terribly not hip for my age. I'm really bad with TikTok and all of that stuff. And I know most of the other co-hosts on here are probably the same. And probably a lot of the listeners, too, will own up to that, too. So how did the whole competition work? Like, how did entering the competition work? How did you get the info that you won? All of that.
Yeah, so for that TikTok contest, I remember waking up one morning after contemplating about how my life was going the night before.
As we do, yeah.
I know. Right? I remember getting a message from my one of my good friends, and he's like, "Hey, Rain, like WWE's doing a ring announcer contest." And I looked it up, and it's on TikTok. And at that time, I did not have a TikTok account. I downloaded it last year. I tried it out. I just couldn't get it. So I was like, "Well, you know, I'll stick with Instagram." And then fast forward to this past July, you know, here comes the contest. And I was like, of course it's on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. So I downloaded TikTok and tried to learn how to, you know, use it. So basically the way it worked was WWE had duets with WWE superstars making their entrances. It was John Cena, Bianca Belair, Edge, The Undertaker, and Sasha Banks. And basically what you do is they walk out on one side of the screen, and then on the other side of the screen, it's you basically ring announcing as they make their way to the ring. So you record that and you post it on TikTok with hashtag WWE announcer contest. And in my head, I was like, man, I didn't have that many followers on TikTok. Cause like I said, I just started TikTok back in July, literally just to join this contest. So I barely had followers. And when you click that hashtag, my video, you have to like keep scrolling so you could see my video. So I was like, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to win this. They're not going to see my video. And so what I did was I started uploading more videos. So I did my first batch of, you know, the first 5 wrestlers. And I went to my wrestling dojo and I asked my my friends at the dojo, hey, you know, I'm doing this contest, blah, blah, blah. So they shot a video of me inside the wrestling ring, you know, doing these announcings and or announcements. And it's really cool because they're like, hey, Rain, this is what you could do on TikTok and this and that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know you could do that on TikTok. It's like they gave me a TikTok tutorial.
Yeah.
While I'm trying to like join this contest too. So that was really cool. But yeah, so you had to upload those specific videos because you can also upload other videos. But I think what counts would be what count as an entry would be like, you know, the ring entrances with like John Cena and Sasha Banks.
Well, that sounds awesome. So you did yours in a ring then. You like upped the stakes for people.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because like other people had gimmicks though. And that's the thing. Yeah. I didn't have fancy costumes or I didn't have the followers. honestly, I think you can you can kind of tell I was in a wrestling ring, but I guess it takes like a fan to actually notice that, yeah. Okay, this girl's actually in a wrestling ring. In my head, I was just like, I don't know what they're looking for. Are they looking for, you know, a fan who's like funny or has personality and has a character or they have a gimmick? Or are they looking for a more established ring announcer, which I clearly, you know, like I said, I just started this year. So to me, it's like, well, that's not me too, because I've only done at that time prior to, so SummerSlam was my 11th event.
Okay.
So I've not done like that many shows as a ring announcer. So in my head, it's like, well, I don't know what they're looking for, but it's free to join. So
you probably had a lot more experience than a lot of other people though, no? Like I'm sure a lot of people entering the contest probably hadn't announced any shows before.
No, I've actually seen some who are actually announcers as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whether it be like for wrestling or like other places. Like I've seen like another person who I think he announces at boxing matches or MMA fights. Mm. You know, so to me, I was like, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to see my video, and I don't even know if I'm like, if I'm the person that they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, clearly, I mean, it's probably just like any job interview. You don't go in there knowing exactly kind of what they want. You have an idea, but then if you're right for the job, obviously you'll get it. And clearly you did. So that's so exciting. I always see those things, but I would never, like, I've just never pulled the trigger to enter them. But it's so cool to actually meet someone, right, who did it. Got it, and like went through, because you know what I mean, you hear about sweepstakes and all this other stuff and you don't ever think it's an actual real thing, but here we are. And they must have had people who are really dedicated to that project in specific to go through, like you said, if you had to scroll through and find yours, to go through and find someone who they fit thought really fit the bill. So that's so exciting. Well, like, what was the day like then? We're talking about SummerSlam 2021, essentially like their WrestleMania this year, right? Because WrestleMania was, you had fans, but, you know, it wasn't WrestleMania. And so they really went all out, obviously, for SummerSlam. What was it like? It must have been absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned WrestleMania. They had rain at WrestleMania. They also had rain.
Yes, and rain at SummerSlam. That's funny. I love that.
Man, that day was, I still look back to that day, and I still can't believe it happened, to be honest with you. We had to be there at like 8:45 in the morning. Mm. And, you know, I'm like thankful to WWE because like they took care of part of the prize was they flew you out to Vegas. Mm. You know, we had a car service to like the stadium. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't have to worry about that. You know, they pay for our hotel, so which is good. And, so we got to the arena at 8:45 in the morning, and, I met up with the people whom I was speaking with regards to the contest, and they basically gave me the breakdown. You're going to be announcing Big E versus Baron Corbin. So I did not know that I would be announcing their match until the day of, mm-hmm. which was to me, it worked out well for me because I feel like had I known maybe 2 days before or the day before that I will be announcing that match, I probably would have rehearsed it over and over again to the point of I would just not enjoy the moment anymore.
Yeah.
So that was actually nice that, you know, they, you know, gave me that information the day of. I mean, there's still like time to like prep anyway. So there's catering, you know, there's catered breakfast, and then lunch as well. And I just met like a bunch of people behind the scenes and a bunch of legends and like current superstars. And we had a rehearsal at some point just so they could tell me where to go, like where to stand in the ring and, you know, who to look at. That way I know when I'm supposed to talk or whatever. So that was really cool. And part of the experience that still up to this day makes it unbelievable was having someone like Molly Holly and Beth Phoenix, like after my rehearsal, literally telling me, oh my God, you know, great job. And I remember like my brain just kind of like, cause you know, we were all like wearing masks too.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, I think I know this person, but I can't tell. I'm not sure. And then, you know, Molly Holly said, oh, I'm Nora. And then she like pulls her mask down. Oh, Molly Holly. And I'm like, of course I know you. Why would I not know you?
It's funny when they introduce themselves to you, you're like, Duh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's so weird. And same thing with Beth. Like, she would, because the thing is, they up me. They didn't kind of like, that is something that kind of blew my mind. You know, these people did not have to do that. They walked up to me and told me, congratulations, you know, you did a great job. And it's like, you know, I was like processing what was happening. I actually know you, and wow, that's the same. What's funny with Beth was, I thought, for some reason, I was thinking of my coworker, Beth. So when she was congratulating me, she's like, I'm Beth. And like, she got this like clueless look from me, like, Beth. Like, because in my head at that time, why are you here, Beth? Like, I work with you at this job. How come you're here? She pulled down her mask. I'm Beth Phoenix. So yeah, the day was, it was really, you know, I felt very welcomed, and I think that helped me with the whole, you know, with me feeling comfortable, especially when I stepped in the ring for the kickoff show.
Yeah. No, there, I mean, two people I would love to meet one day, right? Molly Holly and Beth Phoenix. I don't know, I got chills when you said that for some reason. I just think it's so cool. And Beth Phoenix, who's obviously on commentary for NXT, you know, Renee Young did it first, we could say, but like, still is such a groundbreaking achievement for women in professional wrestling, in all combat sports, and all in life in general, you know what I mean? In all workplaces of all. So I think that's awesome. Again, two women who really kind of just were way ahead of their time too, you know? So besides those two ladies then, I'm curious, was there anybody else you got to meet who really kind of made an impression? Did you get to meet Big E?
Big E, yeah. Yeah, I got to meet Big E and Baron Corbin.
Okay.
When I met Baron Corbin, he said, congratulations, I am so sorry that your prize is to announce a loser.
Love, he's living the gimmick.
Yeah, because at that time he was still, yeah, he wasn't Happy Corbin at that time. Mm. So that was like funny. And then when I met Big E, you know, it was really cool because it's like when I think it was, oh yeah, after I did my spot, you know, I saw him again backstage and he's like, you know, great job. And, you know, again, like, they didn't have to do it. And the fact that they took their time to tell me, hey, great job and all that. It's really cool. And I met Triple H as well.
Okay.
I remember that time, you know, I like when I met him, I was like, okay, well, how will this conversation go? And I wasn't nervous. I was just mostly like, oh, wow, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
Meeting Triple H.
Yeah, he's a human being. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, this is really cool. And then he just told me, you know what? Don't be nervous. Enjoy the moment. And, you know, just have fun. And that's exactly what I did. You know, I just enjoyed the moment and I had fun, and I want to get back in that ring again, you know, because it wasn't like a nerve wracking experience. He was right. Just enjoy the moment and have fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I met him. I didn't meet him. I saw him once. So I'm from Connecticut, which is, you know, obviously I'm not too far. Let me put it this way. I used to work right near the WWE building in Stamford, Connecticut. So when I was younger, I think it was in middle school, I was at a Starbucks and I was with a bunch of my friends and he walked in and, you know, he still had the ponytail at that time and he was wearing a big leather jacket and all that stuff. And I was like, oh my God, that's Triple H. None of my friends knew who I was talking about. You know what I mean? Because no one watched it besides me. So I didn't go up to him. Not because he was a big, scary-looking guy in a leather jacket, but just because I was, like, too embarrassed at the time. I think I took a picture of him. But he seems kind of just, again, like a very approachable guy. I did meet John Cena a while ago, too, when I was a lot younger. Same thing. He came up and was like, I'm John Cena. I'm like, I know you're John Cena. Like, you know, because I was 10 and he's, like, 6 foot whatever. But, So that sounds awesome. Yeah, again, a lot of these guys just seem like nice human beings, you know, and it's really refreshing to hear that what you hear is actually what is going on backstage. So was it hectic back there? Was there a lot going on, or did you feel like people kind of had everything under the control?
There were a lot of people, but at the same time, it didn't feel like a madhouse. It was mostly just like everyone knew what they're supposed to do. So, it didn't seem like there was any, you know, any stress at all. It was just mostly like, all right, this section is, you know, for people who do the costumes or wardrobe, and this area is for makeup, and it's just like very organized. So yeah, my whole experience is, it's just, they didn't make us feel, myself and my husband, they didn't make us feel like, you know, we're new.
Yeah.
It felt like we've been going to that backstage area for like forever.
Oh, I love that. Hopefully that ends up being the case.
I know.
Did you get to watch the rest of the show?
Yes. After I did my spot, our seats were actually where Logan Paul and his family were sitting.
Okay.
So after they were done, they left, and those were actually our seats. So we were behind the announcers. And, you know, we got to see the show like that close.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And the other part that made it cool was I was behind Mike Rome and Greg Hamilton. And whenever there's something going on, they would kind of give me like a little, oh, you know, sometimes you just have to be prepared. You know, last minute things happen. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, they'd still try to give me some advice because they knew it is something that I love to do. You know, I think judging by like, you know, when they talked to me and I told them, hey, you know, I really like doing this and da da da. And, you know, again, to them, you know, they could just be minding their own business. You know, they're working.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they took their time to like tell me, hey, Ray, you know, this and that. You know, sometimes, you know, this thing happens or that thing happens. And so, yeah, it was really cool to get close, right?
You're breaking up a little bit, I think. Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat that question or the answer?
You just said something. You were talking about Greg Hamilton, that it's their job, but they're very helpful for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, during the show, like, Greg Hamilton and Mike Rome, they would still, like, look at me and kind of, like, if there's something that they could kind of offer as an advice during some of them, they would let me know, which was crazy. Cause it's like, to me, it's like, you are working right now. I'm like, this is like, you know, like a really big show. And like, you're taking your sweet time to actually give me some advice. So I thought that was really nice.
No, I believe it. Again, I've heard only good things about them as well. So what was your favorite match on the card that you could remember?
John Cena versus Roman Reigns.
Okay. You know what? Funnily enough, I actually fell asleep during that match. Not because I was watching it at home, and not because, again, it was a long pay-per-view, but it didn't feel nearly as long as a lot of others. But I just was tired, and it wasn't because I didn't want to see it or anything like that. But so I missed a good portion of that, but I've heard great things. So you're a big John Cena person, I assume, if you started watching in 2006.
Yeah.
Yes, again. I was just talking to somebody on another co-host. We were doing a review show, and I was saying I'm a John Cena like apologist. Like, I love John Cena, again, but I know I'm not like stupid of all the stuff that goes behind all of that. But I think he just seems like the most amazing guy. Period. In and out of the ring, you know.
Yeah.
And it's good to see him back too. Well, all of this sounds awesome. So my last question for you, I guess, is what's next? What's next for Rain Cruz?
To me. To be honest with you, you know, I saw the contest as more of like a beginning versus like finish line. Oh my God, I won the contest.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a beginning. Like I said, SummerSlam was my 11th event. And, you know, this year, I'm very grateful to actually, you know, be able to work indie shows. Meeting a lot of people and gaining my experience. And it's such a great blessing to be a part of SummerSlam. Like, you know, that big stage, and like I said, I can't wait to be back in that ring again. So for me, I'm going to keep working my indie shows, get my reps, get my practice, get my experience, basically put myself out there. And, you know, I love ring announcing. I love professional wrestling. And just being in that ring, you know, it's like, oh my God, like, can I do this every day? So yeah, that's my goal, just to kind of keep getting my reps. Hopefully that one time will become a full time someday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you did a great job. I don't think I mentioned that before. Like, you didn't look out of place at all, obviously. And talk about something to have on your portfolio too, right? I announced at SummerSlam of all places. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of good. I assume we're going to be seeing you very shortly again. You know, whether it's in the next couple of years or something, whatever promotion it's on. I love watching. I'll try to get to any indie show I can too. So I hopefully we get to see you again, obviously.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, it's I remember when Mike Rome told me, Mike Rome actually and referee Jason, they told me, Rain, look around you and like just take it all in, like enjoy the experience. And I remember thinking, do I really do that? Because like, I don't know if that would make me nervous. Because at that time, I was mostly just excited.
Yeah.
And then when they told me that, I was like, well, if I do that, then I'm acknowledging that there's like all these people looking at me. And then I was like, and then when I got in the ring, that's when I wave at people because I asked Mike, can I wave? And he's like, it's your prize. It's your moment. Just
yeah. Kind
of so I started waving and I just remember in my head, I was just like, oh my God, like this is my dream right here. Yeah. And I'm glad they told me to do that because to me, it made me feel like, actually it made me feel more hungry for that, you know, for my dream. Because to me, it's like, oh my God, this is happening. This is my dream right here. I'm realizing it right now. This is happening. So yeah, it didn't make me feel nervous. It was more of like the feeling of being grateful that, oh my God, this is cool. Like I got this spot. Oh my God. Thank you.
You know, it's so interesting to hear that just like referees, just like wrestlers, the like ring announcers have to pay their dues on the indies and stuff like that too. That's, I would never would have thought of that. I don't know why, but I'm sure same thing with everybody or whatever, who's in any part of the production in any kind of big entertainment like that. And WWE is obviously the biggest place to go right now. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully we get to see you there soon again. Or if not, somewhere else. Obviously, there's AEW, maybe NXT. That woman, I don't know if you watch NXT. That ring announcer on NXT is something else. I don't know her name off the top of my head, but they get the whole thing where they lower it down and everything. She's like a badass.
Isha Taylor?
Yes.
I think that's her name.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, look at you. You got all, okay, I got the referee names then. You can have the ring announcer names. Well, let everybody know how to follow you on Twitter, TikTok, if you still do that now, Instagram, all of that.
Yeah, I actually still do TikTok. Just for mostly practice for me. I'm like trying to like edit videos there and
I still don't get it. I edit like all on like Adobe products on here and I can't figure out how to work TikTok. So you're not alone.
So yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and I'm also on YouTube at Ringside Rain, and that's Rain with an E. And on my Instagram, I usually post my events that are coming up, so you guys can check it out if you are in Southern California area, around Orange County area. I mostly do those events, so you can check out the dates and the schedule on my Instagram.
I'm on the other side of the world, obviously, or the other side of the country, but I will definitely, if we're ever in the area for any reason, I will definitely look you up too. And I'll obviously, I don't think I follow you on Instagram yet, so I will definitely be able to check you out and any of those indie shows too, if we're ever in the area. I don't know why we would be. It's hot down there now, aren't you? You're like, yeah, it's a lot down there. I've only been there once, but it's beautiful. It's just, and it's a hot spot for wrestling. So I, like I said, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing you soon in a lot of bigger stages for sure.
Thank you.
Awesome, Rain. Thank you. Really appreciate you making the time to get on here and hop on here, and I'm sure everybody's gonna be excited to see again what your next steps are. So,
oh, thank you for having me. You know, anytime you want me back, let me know. You know how to find me.
Yeah, we'd love that for sure. Yeah, we would love that. So, all right, I hope you have a great evening, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks.